sa exhibition said so so be.
This was marked as
the contents of the document is the best evidence. You cannot add anything to it.
Yes, Your Honor. Septuple P-4, Your Honor, is the passenger name record BZFUMN in the name of Corona Renato Mister, Corona Maria Cristina MS. Exhibit Septuple P-5, Corona passenger name record CFFTE2, Corona Renato Mister. Septuple P-6, Corona Renato Mister, Corona Maria Cristina. Passenger name record C6QIWN. Exhibit Septuple P-7, passenger name record BKEHT6, in the name of Corona Renato and Corona Maria Cristina. Exhibit Septuple P-8, passenger record name record EHIZDW, in the name of Corona Maria Cristina, all with indications of business class and the use of the platinum card, Your Honor. We have also marked as exhibit Septuple P. Okay, Your Honor, those are referring only to the names in the passenger name record.
Are you through?
If Your Honor, please, if the...
Yes, Your Honor.
Just a minute. You're offering this under Article 3.
Yes, Your Honor.
But you have not alleged any bribery. Isn't it, under Article 3?
We have alleged...
No, you did not answer my question. You did not allege bribery.
Not bribery, Your
All
Honor.
Right. Finished.
If Your Honor, please. On the part of the defense, Your Honor, we move to strike out any and all manifestations made together with the documents now marked as exhibits, Your Honor. And this is the purpose, Your Honor. This is allegedly offered pursuant to the rule on proper of evidence, Your Honor. We are in conformity with counsel that this may be done, but not in this particular situation, because here there is an allegation under the article of impeachment. And the evidence is being presented not in accord or to sustain that. There is nothing in the article of impeachment which will cover this particular matter, Your Honor. So the proper of evidence is highly improper and should be excluded at all costs, Your Honor. Because first, the manifestation was made not under oath. We cannot accept the veracity, authenticity, and accuracy of what is being introduced into the records. The manifestation was made by counsel. He is not under oath. He can be a witness if he wants to, Your Honor, so that we can cross-examine him. But this is not a case of not being able to answer a question because there was prohibition by the court. This is a case where there is an impeachment article and the evidence so to be presented is not embraced in that particular article. So this is decidedly illegal, Your Honor. It has no probative value whatsoever.
Anyway, counsel, I think you and I understand that this evidence is nothing. Because
thank you, Your Honor.
It assumes something that is not established yet. So let it remain in as a manifestation of counsel, and it will be appreciated by the members in whatever they wish. But we will discuss this in due time.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You know, with due respect to the members of the prosecution panel, this presiding chair has been very lenient. I try to help you. But there is a limit to what this presiding officer can do. If your articles of impeachment are defective, that's your responsibility. You made an allegation, a specific allegation, charging the respondent with lack of probity, integrity, and so forth and so on. And you stated the basis of your conclusion. Your statement that he does not have competence, probity, integrity, and what else?
Independence
is a conclusion of fact based on what you want to prove. And now you're offering a stranger in paradise to prove an allegation that does not exist in Article 3. That's why I consider this a trust. So let it be a part of your manifestation if you want to. Proceed. Next witness. You present your next witness.
Yeah, Mr. President, just 1 minute recess, please.
Okay, 2 minute recess.
Thank you.
Any argument anymore this afternoon? And I guess we have seen it already, no? We'll just see and reassess what we can do as regards this, because we certainly think that the decision is highly disagreeable with, as far as we are concerned. It does not seek to expand. It's not a new allegation. It only seeks to explain why, in fact, the respondent Chief Justice undertook the acts he is accused of. Ipinapaliwanag lang nito yung dahilan kung bakit nag-flip-flop siya, kung bakit inaksyonan niya ang isang mere letter, apat na sulat galing kay Estelito Mendoza. Huwag natin kalimutan yung kaso. Nanalo na ang PAL flight attendant. Since 1998, natanggal sila doon. Nanalo po sila. Nagkaroon ng motion for reconsideration ng Philippine Airlines. Natalo sila. Nagkaroon ng second motion for reconsideration with leave of court. Usually, hindi na pinapayagan. Pero pinahintulutan uli. Nag-decide ng Supreme Court, ang Second Division. Sabi ng Second Division, I'm sorry, but your second motion for recon is likewise denied. Panalo na po yung PAL, FASAP. Pero bigla na lang po, on the 14th day, before that order became final, in a swift of four letters coming from Estelito Mendoza, addressed to the NBank, ang ginawa ho ng Supreme Court, headed by the Chief Justice as the administrative head in an administrative meeting. Kaya nga yung decision doon, sinabi nila, we are setting aside the motion, the decision on the second motion for recon, and the NBank will now take cognizance of this case. So what Estelito Mendoza did, well, that's his job. What he actually did was, prohibited ang third motion for recon eh. Kaya ang ginawa, hindi motion for recon, sumulat in an administrative NBank meeting ng Supreme Court. At sinabi doon na, pwede ba, para nagkamali ata yung composition, baguhin natin. And the minute resolution, yung administrative function ng Supreme Court, sinabi nila, we're setting it aside. So effectively, the Supreme Court acted on a mere letter. Pag sinasabi namin mere letter, several times sumulat ang PAL-FASAP, yung mga flight attendants union, sumusulat, no, nagsasabi, pwede bang paki-expedite? Marami na sa mga kasama naming namatay. Marami na dito, hindi may padalang kanilang mga anak sa paaralan. Pwede bang bilisan na po ng Korte Suprema? Ano ang sinasabi ng Korte Suprema parate? Three times, sabi ng Supreme Court, please do not write us without furnishing the adverse party a copy of your letter. Pinagagalitan effectively ang Flight Attendants Union. Pero bakit nung sumulat si Estelito Mendoza ng apat na letters in a span of 48 hours, eh biglang isinantabi niya nila yung desisyon na final na. This witness will show not a new act. He will not talk about a new allegation. This witness will simply say, ito po ang dahilan kung bakit vinayulate ni Chief Justice yung basic virtues of integrity, probity, and independence. Kung bakit niya inaksyonan yung mere letter na kung noon hindi nila pinapayagan, bakit nila pinayagan dito bigla? Yung witness ito magpapaliwanag kung bakit pabago-bago yung desisyon ng Korte Suprema pagdating sa PAL-FASAP. Hindi ito allegation of bribery. It was just going to allege that the Chief Justice was a recipient of a platinum card. Ano ibig sabihin ng platinum card? Sinabi na po, nandun naman po sa dokumento na ang isang platinum card holder ay ibinibigay ng korporasyon ng PAL sa iyo. Ano ang benepisyo? Ang benepisyo ay free travel anytime in the highest class available. Hindi.
Tomorrow, Your Honor. Well, 2 o'clock, Your Honor.
Well, I would like to explain to the public that the discharge of your witness, because his testimony was considered irrelevant with respect to the allegations of Article 3, is not the fault of this court. It was the fault of your way of presenting your case and in making your allegations in your articles of impeachment. Okay?
Yes, Your Honor.
The requested continuance is approved.
Mr. President.
Majority floor leader.
Yes, Mr. President, we are in receipt of the explanation of votes of Senator Pimentel and Senator Pangilinan. I move that we include it in the record of the impeachment court.
Let those explanation of votes be included.
May we ask the Sergeant at Arms to make an announcement, Mr. President?
Please all rise. All persons are commanded to remain in their places until the Senate President and the Senators have left the session hall.
Mr. President, I move that we adjourn until 2 o'clock in the afternoon of Wednesday, February 22, 2012.
Any objection? Hearing none, the trial is adjourned until 2 o'clock in the afternoon of Wednesday, February 22, 2012.